The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
It's not so pleasant. I don't know. It depends on your perspective. Is your glass half empty or half full? Carolyn Blakeman is laughing in the background. See, I made somebody laugh, you know. We have a lot of listeners out that are just having a bad day, and this might just make it worse, all this discussion here. Believe it or not, we're just now getting news about the fact that the Department of Defense issued a contract for COVID-19 research in Ukraine in 2019. Believe it or not, that's what's going on. Apparently the funding was there too, and the research for that was not only instructed to take place in Ukraine, it was in fact a much larger contract for a biological threat reduction program in Ukraine. So this is not just, you know, Global Health, you know, Echo Health Alliance with Peter Daszak, Ernest Wolf's Metabiota. You know, it goes all the way into Ukraine, which makes me wonder why Hunter was really there. So is Nurse Laura back with us again?
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah, we couldn't see you. That's why I was wondering. The thing is, you're up in Idaho, and the We the People 50 Project, you won on getting the jab recalled, did you not?
Yes, sir. You know, across the world and across the nation, people have tried and pleaded and begged, you know, governors and our U.S. senators and our U.S. legislators, essentially, to no avail, except for Senator Johnson. He is remarkable. Thank God for him. He is a brave man. Our little local group here, we started to look into the doctrine of the lesser magistrates, where it is a time-tested doctrine that goes back thousands of years, Roman Empire all the way to Magdeburg Confessions. It's part of why the Magna Carta came into existence. Well, appealing to the lesser magistrates, when your higher authorities fail to protect the electorate. So I read Matthew Torella's Doctrine of the Lesser Magistrates, and then at that time too, We the People 50 connected with me, and they were just like this amazing backup of a brain trust and kindness and bravery. I mean, you know, these days superheroes look like doctors and scientists and nurses, anyone speaking out, you know. I even think of, like, in the art world, like Jeff Butler speaking out. I mean, to me, that's a superhero. That's what real superheroes look like. And like you too, who, you know, you have really researched and you know your stuff, sir. I'm so impressed, and it feels more like a conversation with you. And because I get really nervous about talking in front of people, but
oh no, not me. Moi?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
no,
you're, no. You really know your stuff. And so anyway, yes, so we are going before our lesser magistrates, and it's kind of great because, see, Dr. Sansone in Florida has gone before a lot of his Republican committees, right? The central committees, essentially. I went before one and they passed a no jab, essentially. They passed recall the shots, which was huge. And it was due to adulteration and contamination. It's a little bit of a different approach than Dr. Sansone, because he is showing the magnificent work of Karen Kingston that really can show the patents and why it's a bioweapon. We are showing why it is completely an adulterated product and under FDA consumer protection laws should be recalled immediately before the school, school shots are starting in the fall. And that's our goal. So I'm going from county to county, and it is not an echo chamber. It is opposition territory, a lot of it. As you know, it's just, you know, people have this conditioning to trust quote, vaccines. And this is not one. This is gene therapy. And because of regulatory capture, they've been able to put it onto the child schedule. And no child should ever, under any circumstance, get this jab. There may be an application down the road if a child is dying, has a genetic disorder that is unfixable, that they are going to die, you know, or a cancer. That's where this genetic application without the hydrogel, without the LMPs, have been used in the past. And people still die. They all still die. It might buy them a little time. This has never been on the market like this. This is unique. It is unprecedented. And for the first time in history, we're part of groups that have 30,000 people like React 19 that have been permanently disabled, and no one will help them. They're totally abandoned. Doctors scream at them. Some of them see 26 doctors to get help. And for the first time in history, the vaccine injured are looking to kill themselves in Switzerland. They actually know how.
Yeah.
They can't do it in Oregon because you need a 6-month diagnosis of death. But, you know, in Switzerland, you can do it without. It's unprecedented.
You just heard about the actress that just had herself off in Switzerland then, no doubt, right? The model?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Yes.
See, that's sad when you have to get that depressed. And I'm surprised that Jessica Sutta is. I read her bio and her story, too. I'm surprised she's still around and she hasn't done the same thing, because it's really depressing. Thinking and believing that, well, you know, why would my government want to do this? And all of a sudden, then, you know, you trusted the government to take care of you. And this is part of our big problem, is we don't have a lot of independent thinkers out there. The mainstream media continues to lie about the jab. This is where, you know, you're walking into a snake pit, Nurse Laura. And, you know, what is happening with the former Feds update? Can either one of you answer that?
To go on about what you're talking about, we have 4,400 in our Vax Injured support group led by Kat Parker. We're one organization. There's lots of organizations mm-hmm. like ours. And 20 of those people have killed themselves in the last 3 months. So this is a very real problem. And again, I think all by design, when you devastate someone's life and completely make them. I mean, Kat's got 32 diagnosed illnesses now. She was a healthy, vibrant, you know, 50-year-old woman before this. And, you know, they're just devastating lives. And, you know, suicide is probably part of their depopulation plan, because it is happening. These people are abandoned. They feel alone. Their lives are destroyed. They can't work. They can't think. It's awful. But, yeah, former Feds, we're doing great. We've grown. We just keep growing every day. We've got, I think last time I talked to you, we had about 500 or something stories. Now we have close to COVID protocol stories and vaccine injured stories in our project, the COVID-19 Humanity Betrayal Memory Project. Are We the People 50 project that I work with Laura is moving along, where we're trying to go state by state and get the shots recalled based on the consumer product protection statutes, because they are contaminated. I mean, it's not a political or controversial thing. They're contaminated, whether you like them or not. That's just a fact. And several independent labs have proven that, both Moderna and Pfizer. Task force has grown to like over 200 people, volunteers, full-time volunteers. They're all working so hard. And most of these volunteers are victims. You know, they're going through the worst days of their life, but they're fighting just as hard as they're grieving. They inspire me every day to, you know, to keep going. And then lawsuits are picking up. You know, we're raising
that's
money.
That's the thing. Because, you know, we ran into Tom Rentz. Tom Rentz was one of the speakers at the Halt Hospital Homicide Convention. And I spent a lot of time talking to him off mic when the victims' families were up testifying. And so, you know, Tom said it's an uphill battle with these things.
Yeah.
You want to elaborate?
Yeah, well, we have, I think, about 60 cases filed in California. We got around the PREP Act on one. We're about to go again. So we're in discovery on one case, and then we're up for another PREP Act hearing. It's called a demur hearing, August 8th. I think we'll get around that one, too. They're not really filing med mal. They're filing constructive fraud. Because the argument is not what remdesivir did in their body. It's the fact that you gave it to somebody without them knowing it. And, you know, you have a right to treatment. The fiduciary or the doctor has to tell you, like, I'm going to give you this, or this is your treatment. And they're not. And, you know, this is an experimental EUA drug that it's been shown in previous studies to be toxic. So, you know, I just had a whistleblower come forward. I interviewed her on Sunday, and she's like, we all knew. Nobody came out of the hospital. And she told me the Delta surge was actually vaccine injured too. But see, the charting system will not let you chart that they're vaccinated. They give you two options, unvaccinated or vaccination status unknown. That data goes to the CDC so they can keep up the narrative that it's the pandemic of the unvaccinated and fear, you know, scare you into getting these jabs. So that's, you know, that's the ultimate goal. So we have just a lot of going with legislation committees and AIM and Substack now, just a ton going on. But the cases, Warner Mendenhall, you know, is representing Grace Shara. They have a their case coming up here in a couple. I think it's next week, actually.
Yeah, Scott was just recently on the program with this other attorney. And I mean, I'm going to tell you, this is just mind blowing, because the thing is that, you know, she was basically classified as DNR when she's not. 19-year-old with Down syndrome. And I'm just like, really? You seriously, you people did this? Oh, I know. And then on top of that, then he gets to watch her die on FaceTime. I mean, this is just not, it's nonsense what they did. And we're talking Presidex, morphine, and Ativan. A combination three-drug cocktail is what killed her. And the nurses were told, don't render aid, just let her suffocate. I mean, this is absolute murder, and I hope they get somewhere in the civil realm. I really think that people need to be prosecuted and put in prison for doing stuff like this. And I think if enough of that happens, that nurses and doctors are going to wake up and go, I'm not going to sit in a jail cell the rest of my life.
Well, yeah, I have seen a uptick in whistleblowers coming forward, which is great, because I think they realize the heat's coming. Because we do have all these cases. We have cases now. I work with two amazing attorneys, Dan Watkins and Michael Hamilton. I believe you met them at the rally as well. Their nonprofit is Declare Truth. They've picked up cases in California, Arizona, Michigan, Texas. You know, and they're just two guys. You know, we need hundreds of those. And they're all working together. I have a big attorney meeting called the Changemaker once a month where they collaborate, they share complaints, theories, brainstorm together. So more attorneys are getting on board. It's just been a slow process it's none of the big firms though. It's all these individual one or two guy firms, and pretty much everybody in this fight is a person of faith. That's what I've really noticed. And that just, you know, exemplifies, this is a spiritual battle. And, you know, the doctors and the attorneys and the activists, you know, the media, they all have a strong sense of faith. And I really, that's why I'm so confident that we're going to win, because, you know, we've got God on our side and we have the truth on our side.
Well, so that helps, because, you know, the judges just need to start listening. We go to the phones now. Tim in Michigan, you're on the phone with Carolyn Blakeman and Laura Demaray. Go ahead.
Thank you. Great show. Changing your DNA, do you believe that is changing your frequency as a human? And I ask that because when Adam was in the garden and after they ate of the called apple, God called out to Adam and asked him where he was. Now, for God not to know, I'm just wondering, did Adam's frequency get changed? And is our frequency, our soul, is that our communication, our link to our maker? And when you read Revelation 19, you know, by their sorceries were all nations deceived by pharmacia. I just asking, is our frequency being changed? Is that the bottom line with all these DNA changing drugs? Thank you. And I will listen.
Okay. Thank you, Tim. Go ahead. I'll let both of you respond to that one. That's heavy duty.
Yeah, that's a really that's a deep question. The pharmakia quote, I actually put that in my religious exemption. So I agree with you wholeheartedly on that. The regarding the frequency, now I'm not an expert at frequency, but I do have many colleagues that work in that realm. And I want to bring up that. So in the 1980s, an Israeli scientist found that he to me proved the point that our DNA literally has the fingerprint, the signature of God on it, right? And so a lot of even my physician colleagues believe this, that deep down at our cellular level and our molecular level, you know, God already has his fingerprint upon us. We are made in the image of God, and that says so in the Bible. As far as frequency, I have had many colleagues speak about the interaction, the change of our, because we are electrical beings, and we are affected by illness, by autoimmune issues, by, the document 5.3.6, the Pfizer document, has over 1,200 adverse effects that hurt our body. That does affect our various frequency. You know, our heart is a highly electric, essentially, muscle. And so, yes, do I believe it can? Yes. But I'm not an expert in that. There are people that can certainly speak into how 5G will also interact. There's a lot of information about that on Truth for Health Foundation. Dr. Vliet and Doc Chambers have spoken a lot about that. They have frequency experts on. So, yeah. I think it is all possible.
Interesting. And then, of course, you know, let's not forget the Rife machine, because I use it regularly. So the Rife machine does, they actually have settings for COVID on the Rife protocols. So we know that. I use them. I did that the whole time that we were down for the count. Those who were unvaccinated that did get it. It's still an ongoing battle because we have long COVID out there. Dave in New York, you're on the phone with Carolyn Blakeman and Laura Demery. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Back in the, 1947 or 1948, the simian virus was put into the sugar cubes or whatever. We got them in school when I was, probably in the early 60s. And, so they had a patent on it for that long. There was something else that came along back in 47, but sometimes I get the two of them confused. But 47 or 48 is, when, I believe, when they did that. And, so therefore, you had that in you as a child, and the cancer would show up later in your life, which I fortunately don't have yet, and I'm older than Dave is, but not by much. And one thing that keeps coming to my head, and there's something else I'd like to say, before I hang up, but I heard the health goddess or whatever down in Australia taunting a kid with Down syndrome, and I will, to the best of my ability, I will, duplicate, because she was telling him he's wasting the world's resources to look at himself. He's a useless eater. He should hang himself or kill himself, and she'll show him how. And he's sitting there, he said, I'm sorry. By the time they, you never heard of him again, and you never would. But if she could do that to him and go right to the steps of how to kill yourself, I hear that they're in Canada now, you can kill yourself if you want to,
Yep,
it's the Kevorkian type stuff,
Well, and not only that, but now they have, Google is going to invoke medical AI, and people who are depressed are going to call up. And if there's any indication of what just happened to the guy in South America who got on the chatbot and the chatbot told him to off himself. This is all part of the bigger picture, Dave. That's what we know. Bill in Illinois, you are on the phone with Carolyn Blakeman.
Can I just say one more thing?
All right, go ahead.
Okay, thank you. If you go back to a first aid kit from 20 years ago at least, I used to stock up on those things, and you look at the new Band-Aids, whatever brand they are, and they seem to have a little spikes on them, if you will, okay? So I wouldn't take much of a microscope or whatever to find out if what I'm saying is true, but I certainly do believe it. And so that could pair very well. Here's your lollipop, little kid, and, after you get your shot and your Band-Aid, and that could push stuff into you, I do believe, and that could be part of what's, So just take your average new Band-Aid and look at the bottom of it, with a microscope, and see if I'm right on that or not. I don't have to be right. I'm not omnipotent, but I'm just a little observant sometimes. Thank you very much.
Putting it out there. We appreciate it. Go ahead, Bill. Is Bill in Illinois holding? That sounds like a phone to me. Don't know about you. We lost him. Bill, you can call back in. This has been a very interesting conversation. The thing is that they're still running this narrative, and the CDC is just being allowed to get away with everything. They are still blabbing like crazy trying to push this thing. And with the schools now starting this injection campaign in the fall, this is, you know, moms, you're going to have to do something to fix this. Bill in Illinois, you're back on.
Yeah, I was going to say that, you know, your body is a temple, okay? But you know, like these transgenders, or when they were talking about DNA and stuff, you can't change your spirit. Your spirit is that, you know, and people got to understand, the body and the spirit equal the soul of man, okay? Sometimes people get that mixed up when they think the soul is the spirit. No, the body and the spirit equal the soul of man. Anyway, but they can't change that. Now, I did want to say something one time, some years ago, maybe about 15 years ago, when I used to do my route for the company I worked for, my foot fell asleep really bad, one of my feet. And when I got out of the truck, you know how you have a magnet and you reverse it to where it pushes away? My foot was doing that. But I do know that our, and then it just, you know, I had like weird feelings like about an hour like that, but then everything regulated out. But the body does have a lot of electricity in it. You know what I mean? We're told that in electrical school when I went. But so, you know, that was something I always remember also. But I don't know, any comments about that, or you know anything about that?
Go ahead, well, take a shot.
Okay. a couple of things, not that, you know, again, I'm no expert, but, you know, obviously in the alternative, news world, we have seen various issues with, magnetism, things like that on the internet and that kind of thing. And, again, from the docs that I, work with, my colleagues, not work with, but in the fight work with, not at the place of work, but where, you know, they're in the fight with me and we collaborate on projects or just information, share information, that yes, the magnetism, the frequency, those are interactive with, they believe what possibly could also the, you know, excipients or other aspects of the injections. However, I other than that, I mean, you're not the first person to say something about magnetism. I'll say that.
The lab report that I have shows that the shot is full of heavy metals. Mm-hmm. So that could be part of it too. It's arsenic, lead, mercury, uranium, mm-hmm. things that do not belong in the human body whatsoever. Mike Adams' accredited lab put it out on naturalnews.com. The whole breakdown of the shot, and it was full of just aluminum. I mean, horrific, heavy metals. So a zeolite detox product is what I always say. If you had the jab, get those metals out, do a heavy metal detox.
Love zeolite. Yes. I use that.
Zeolite is a substance made from volcanic ash that will clear your body of a lot of those metals. But you know, this is the whole goal, right? Humanism, Ural Harari, or however you say his name, Klaus Schwab, secondhand guy, has come out and said this is the last generation of human beings. I mean, they're not making their plan very, you know, secret. They're coming out and telling you, you know, what they want. And as far as, you know, our project, besides documenting all these stories, it contains a lot of data. And the other day I had my content team run some statistics. So we've got, a 1,000 people's stories in there. So I said, how many are of, you know, each demographic? Over half were male and 55 or under, well over half. So mm-hmm. the patterns that we're seeing is they're taking out the elderly because they've lived their life. They don't need to use any more of our resources. The special needs and disabled, like that other man said, they've called them useless eaters. It's absolutely horrifically evil. And young, strong men and husbands, because then you've broken down the family, protector, the provider,
childbearing age.
We've come up with a list of 25 commonalities that happen in almost 99% of our cases across the country, all of them. I mean, it's, and they're horrific. Dehumanization, restraints, not getting, forcing DNRs or making it to a DNR without their permission. Mm-hmm. escalation, blowing out their lungs because they early ventilate them because they're anxious. Well, who is it going to be anxious? They're isolated from all their loved ones. They have no patient advocate. They can't breathe.
Well, they dope them up too.
And then full.
So they can't fight back.
Yeah. So they're either medically restrained, either physically restrained or chemically restrained. Lots of times they have to be brought back with Narcan because they overdose them. If we have that document on our website, formerfeds.org, if you want to see the commonalities, specifics. So these people died alone and tortured, basically not fed, not given water, 10 days or more. It's horrifying. We're living in a real life horror movie right now, and people have to wake up and help us stop this.
You've
got to get off the fence and pick a side. The stakes are too high.
You do. And they die of sepsis, if nothing else, too. They just let them get infected from bite, whatever, because their immune system is already shot. Nurse Laura, one final comment.
Yes, sir.
You see the vaccine injured and how they are becoming more and more debilitated. Mm-hmm. And so is this like what you're going to be sharing, what you think at this Restoring Hope for the Vaccine Injured? This is a convention at Montgomery County Fairgrounds in Conroe, Texas. It's happening July 22nd, 2023. And it's $30 a head to get in. It is a fundraiser. 5 years and under are free. Mm-hmm. And of course they have a free, kids zone. So, I mean, it is a family event. And if you value your family, this is something you're going to do. I mean, they've spent the last 3 years locking us down, brainwashing us, gaslighting us, telling us all sorts of things about how wonderful it is. And all of a sudden we got Operation Warp Speed and Trump's patting himself on the back and he got the booster. And you've got white doctors in Houston saying we need to vaccinate all the white people because they need to be eliminated. When you've got garbage like this going on, I mean, it's hard to fight back, but you've got vaccine injured that literally are becoming more debilitated. You see this, don't you?
Yes, because over time we'll have, the ill effects because there's no turnoff switch for the spike protein. I mean, we're guessing and we're seeing more and more injured, right? But I want to, before we close, I'd like to, kind of share some hope. One, there are so many providers out there. I would say, maybe it is probably less than 10%, but there are so many that are, developing, collaborating, and trying to bring forward and protocols to help deal with the over 1,200 adverse effects, right? I want to give hope because people like Jessica Sutta and all the other, Dale Bigtree that'll be there, Captain Bob and Dr. McCullough, all those people, they put their life and reputation on the line. And this is what it's about, is restoring hope to the vaccine injured. And there is hope.
We're at the break. I'm sorry. It's one of these things. When I hear the music in my ear, it's time to go. But ladies, you are. I'm going to commend you right now. God bless both of you for the work you're doing. You're doing such a great job. We will have the material information posted online here in the Power Hour for those of you who have access, and you can always call us 877-817-9829. Hit the number 2. We'll get back in touch. We'll be right back after the break with Jeff Richmond.
Eye tissue formulated by a board-certified MD ophthalmologist, Dr. Robert Abel. Why you need vitamins for your eyesight? There is a direct and proven physiological connection between the nutrients we put into our body and the quality of our eyesight. Some vitamins for eyesight can be absorbed from the food we eat, but other vital nutrients cannot, especially if you're not eating a daily, nutritionally balanced diet. Additional supplements are essential for optimal eye health, as well as your overall physical health. With 23 vitamins and nutrients such as N-acetylcysteine, which is important for removing toxic substances from the liver, this, the most complete clinical strength eye and total body multivitamin available in one supplement. Call the Power Mall at 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2 skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, you know, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. 32 minutes after the hour of 8 a.m., Power Mall is open. And, of course, we have free shipping all this week for all, except for dropship, of course. For any Power Mall item out there, Power Mall is open right now at 877-817-9829. Yeah, I'm not. We're not mincing words here because there's some heavy-duty stuff happening. We've warned you about this. Some governments like Indiana and Florida and maybe Alabama have taken some action to stop what the Fed is going to be doing. But Jeff Richfield, he has a website, jeffrichfield.com. Jeff's apparently been doing some research. He's a blockchain expert. And I tell you what, when I first started hearing about blockchain, when this whole nonsense came down and they were putting up 5G towers like crazy. He's also a prayer warrior. I'm looking at the stuff going, man, this blockchain is not good for anything. It's going to make a mirror image of all of our financial transactions. I know if Jeff is studying this stuff, he's probably on the same page as I am. CBDCs and all this other garbage, this is not good for us. And I've got Jeff on the phone giving you an urgent warning about what is actually coming in July. You want to panic? You want fear mongering? I don't know, Jeff. Is it fear mongering, or do you really have some evidence to show it's going to happen?
I really do. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm out in Nashville, Tennessee today.
And I call myself a godpreneur because I mix the entrepreneurial with kingdom principles. So the first thing you need to know is it's all about the Lord. I'm not self-motivated. I don't need to make money. I don't have to create a name. He just told me to help people. And so that's all I'm here to do. And so I'm a publisher. I write songs and books and such. But yes, I've been in blockchain now for 6 years. We have our own coin. It's the coin of compassion. And we help people. And that's what it's about. I love seeing people move off the grid and create shadow wealth. And so that's what we're all about.
That's what we need to be doing right now, is moving off the grid and creating shadow wealth. I mean, because when you're dependent on utilities and you don't have solar and you have an electric easement on your property, when you have a multitude of different things going on in your life, and we have talked to people on this program, Jeff, that literally have done this. You have all these people in the big cities that literally, if you know, we have a combination of things that look like they could be happening because we're looking at a potential for EMP, cyber warfare. We've got a combination of things coming at us all at once that literally will cause this country to implode. And now we've got central bank digital currencies. The Fed just can't stop putting this stuff out. Why are they doing this?
FedNow just came out in July 1st, I think it was released. And I think there's about 100 banks that are compliant right now with that communication. So the positive side, there is a positive to all this, is that funds would clear faster. That's the whole meaning behind it. Well, that's one of the benefits, but I really think it's about Fed control, not FedNow. That's what I call it. So, yes, their meaning is that the checks would not have to wait 3 days to get cashed. Sometimes when you load a check into Gemini for trading Bitcoin, it takes a week to clear it. And so that would be an immediate plus. The bad side, of course, the negative side, is the Federal Reserve, the control of all this will be in their hands to see where our money goes, to be able to take our taxes out automatically, to be able to judge how much meat we buy at the supermarket. And so who we vote for, you know, influential. But look, history repeats itself. We had back in 1933, President Roosevelt proclaimed a bank holiday to shut down the banking system. And what I see here is a power play right here in July. Even in the next 10 days, there's going to be a devaluing of stocks. I see it. We have schematics. We have a thousand of these little iterations we make, and we track the stock market back 30 years, and we see something happen. It's an implosion about to occur. And so just yesterday, don't know if you saw CNN, on their news said the looming future bank crisis is not over. There's still going to be some crisis. So I saw that back in June. It's not going to end. But I saw specific dates here between the 12th and 21st as the linear of timeline we have to be aware of. And so what I do is I teach people how to get into shadow wealth, how to get off the grid. And the first three things you can do that are practical things, number one, is if you're in the stock market, you want to get out of the things that could cause losing of money. And so I teach people the first thing is to put your investments in a portfolio that are going to be lined up with gold mining stocks, specific ETFs, things like that. So when the stock market drops, you're going to have an increase. You're going to short the SPY at a certain time, the 500. And so the second thing is we need investments to get us away from banks, away from stocks and bonds or Fed control. So we teach people passive income strategies. So I sold my company. I had a roof company here in March I sold just earlier this year. We were the largest residential roofer, Music City Roofers in Nashville. Still have a great brand and all that. But I flew the world because I wanted to find the best passive income streams. I found myself in Australia. The next month it was Spain. I met with the owners of the number one trader in the world with a system that I found. And it's out in Australia. Exciting opportunity there. That's one where he is 98% accurate. And so I help people find out about these things, how to create a legal offshore entity so that you could be out of the grid, so that you could have access to your funds away from the fiat dollar. The third thing we do finally is we get to implement proven tactics to cloak your wealth for your life. So shrouding of privacy, secrecy, legal things that you can do to be a sovereign citizen. So I call that getting off the grid. So then we combine these solutions with health products, because we don't want to catch virus again. There's going to be something else. You can bet on that. So we created our own product called Viral Defense, combination of green tea extract, vitamin D, zinc, elderberry, and barley extract. And that's all comes in a tea powder. You can find all this at jeffrichfield.com. But the bottom line is, first, I've built this opportunities of compassion through the word of God. It's going back to Proverbs. It's going back to just getting on my knees every morning at 4:30, whatever time is yours. And I read a proverb a day. I pray the Psalms. I pray for people. I ask God for Ephesians 1:16, the spirit of wisdom and revelation. And he gives it to you if you're asking, right? Ask and seek and knock, and it will come to you. And so I just hope to glorify him out of everything I do. I'm not doing this for self-motivation or to be on a platform. I'm going out to Memphis this weekend for the Freedom Fest, and we're looking at Goldbacks, another great opportunity out of Utah. Kevin's got a thing called Goldbacks, which are, they look like dollar bills, but they're lined with gold. And they come in increments of $4 bills, $8 bills, and such. So we're looking to get that activated in Tennessee. So we have to pass the legislation that gold can be a tradable commodity first. Would you believe it's not? Because Roosevelt took that out, right? So it looks like it's happening now in 12 states, Utah, I think Arizona, Texas. And so we will be the distributor for Goldbacks hopefully soon here. So I'm 60 years old, you know, and I want to see my next generation thrive. And so I'm a new patriot. It makes me sick, and I mourn over what's happening in our country right now. The fact that 3 million people were killed, murdered in COVID, and people will be accountable for this. Governments are stepping up, but we have to get right people in office and vote, right? And so we're at a desperate point right now, and the banking crisis is so severe that if they can control our money, then they control our power in a way. So we got to get out of the system. And it's almost like leaving Babylon, like we're leaving Egypt, right? So some of this stuff God uses for our good, right? He takes all things together, shakes it up for his kingdom purposes, and then you come out of the Egypt land, you go through the desert experience, and then there's a great implosion of the Pharaoh at the Red Sea. So I think it comes in our health and our wealth. You know, as the transfer of wealth happens, we're looking to build a kingdom economy, not just in money, but in agriculture. So I'm working with hydroponics, too. So we have a little mini pod. We have three offers for people. They can have a tree farm in the house where they can grow their own vegetables. Then we have a 10x10 pod that's a container that's self-preserved, that is solar, and it also operates with a mini split, keeps the temperature the same, and you're growing, it could feed 100 people in this container of vegetables. So it's got herbs, vegetables, and it's on a carousel. So
let me stop you there a second, Jeff, if you might. I don't like interrupting when you're on a roll, but now you have my curiosity up. What does something like this pod cost?
Yes, okay. So these would be maybe more for a church, or $30,000 on the pod itself, because that's a big unit, and we transport it. You could put this thing in the Sahara Desert, and it'll still grow food. Very awesome. Lining myself up with lesser expensive items, too. So the tree in the house is like $700. So if you go to jeffrichfield.com, we're making our site now. So all those things will be up and running later this week as far as the hydroponic side. So really getting into the kingdom coming now. So kingdom economics, kingdom agriculture, kingdom health, right? So there's other products out there for people that have cancer, and there's new alternatives with turmeric oil that's a different sort of turmeric that gets into your system faster. The old one with powder doesn't seem to work because it has oils and it has to get from water to oil base and it doesn't mix well. So we're looking at health products, and this powder we make is a green tea. Really excited about just saving lives, bringing people into the knowledge of the kingdom, because the truth is, the king is within us, but we've been withheld and haven't been taught in church about things like the fear of the Lord and these ideas of the kingdom. So we want to be not sitting in the stands. We want to take action on the field. And I see that the church is rising up. More heroes like you are coming out, being a voice. But think about this, too. History repeats itself. Back in the book of Esther, right, the spirit of Haman tried to annihilate the Jews, a whole nation. So this is why we fasted on July 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, because the spirit of Haman is trying to annihilate the truth of God, trying to annihilate the voice of his people, right? And so we prayed that the enemies would be hanged on their own gallows on those 3 days. We mourned for our country before we celebrated on Independence Day, and I think our divine assignment was fulfilled. So now what we're doing is we're creating 172 prayer warriors called gatekeepers around the city so we can create a canopy of prayer to deflect evil, to keep the land righteous free, and also the fear of the Lord. When the fear of the Lord captivates people or a city, the enemies flee. It's proven. And King Jehoshaphat in 2 Chronicles went through that. He was a righteous king, and he had the Levites go teach the people the word through the cities. And it says the enemies became friends. They gave them gifts. Think about that. The fear of God touches a city, and this enemy flees because he goes, oh, my gosh, the spirit is strong here. That's what we need in our cities. That's what we need in our churches. It starts with each of us. And so I teach people about that on our Zoom call. We can get on a Zoom on Saturdays at 9 o'clock Central Time, and we pray. We had, I don't know, 60 people on last week. It's exciting to see that happening. So that Zoom link is on our website by tomorrow. And I'm hoping people will join. We take 15 minutes of practical things we can do, and then we pray for a half hour, and then we follow up with questions and answers. So that's a real specific time. And then I consult one-on-one with people if they want to text me. Even now, if I give out that central text number, people can text me at 615-278-0663. And I take the first 10 texts. We set up a consultation. We teach about the shadow wealth and the things that we're doing that create income monthly without us ever having to touch anything. Simply amazing. So those things are out there. One of them is called AMSIS. Real quickly, I'll share how that works. So the company buys advertising online, and we buy it at wholesale and sell it retail. The arbitrage made in there is about 100%. And so we get paid 25% a month. And they do all the work. And so that's been working like clockwork for the last 8 months. And so that's an exciting opportunity. We help people get on board, and now they use blockchain in a way to pay you. So you have to have some smarts and technology. That's why we have two people in the background onboarding folks for that. But yes, whether it's food, wealth, relationships, that's what we're about, right? So Jeff Richfield is the website, jeffrichfield.com. And Jeff means God's peace. And then we have a rich field. So let me share about that if I got a couple more minutes. Is that okay?
Sure.
Oh, great. So we have a place that's 70 acres. It's called Eagles Landing here in Nashville, 12 miles north of the city. It's a planned community built on creative compassion. And what we're doing is we're building gardens. We're building a little community there. And it's a place where youth or fatherless come. So you can go to harvestinternational.com is the website for that. It's a church called Harvest Sound International. And so we have 70 acres, cabins in the woods for prayer, for solitude, and then gardening happening there too. And so building communities of compassion is what we're about. And God loves the land. It's always about taking the land, right? He told Adam to subdue and take dominion on the land and call the animals by name. And so we're teaching these kingdom principles, and we're seeing shift happening. We're seeing transformation. So it's a really exciting time, even though you could be fearful because you don't know the future. But we turn that fear into faith by taking action and doing the next right thing, you know. And so what's happening, too, is we're going to create a sovereign citizen. So a lot of the wealth we want to transfer into an LLC so it's not in your name. So it's a shadow wealth principle for your existing portfolio, shadow wealth investments to get off Wall Street from Fed control, shadow wealth tactics to get off the grid entirely away from prying eyes, crazy taxes, or worse. So we hold these consultations, and our help and our cause is to endeavor to get people set up so they could be a kingdom nation. Really exciting time.
Yeah, we have a lot of people, Jeff, that are listening to the show that probably would really get into that. And I've always encouraged people. I got out of the markets 2 years ago, and that was one of the smartest things I did because, see, when you start an LLC, which I also did, you get to keep more of your money, and you have more write-offs. I mean, these are things that I can't give financial advice on the show, obviously. But the thing is that, you know, knowing what we know, And my CPAs tell me, look, if you have an LLC, you're going to get a lot more write-offs. If you have a full C corp, you're going to get a lot more write-offs than that. But the thing is, with a full C corp, then you become part of corporatism. And you know, some people look at that as hypocritical. Other people say, no, it's practical. It just depends on what your business is and how you want to expand it. But the thing is that creating, this is the other thing about blockchain that works different, because Gab is trying to do this, and that is, or Parler, one of the two, trying to create a parallel economy. Is that in your cards?
Yes, that's great. Thanks for asking that. So I have people sign a non-disclosure up front because I don't want to talk publicly on the radio about some of the shadow wealth. But yeah, we are. We have the bank auctions, because you don't know what bank is going to go under, right? So I tell people right now, if you're in a bank, at least be in one that's too big to fail. So you got Citibank, you got Wells Fargo, Bank of America, you know, J.P. Morgan, these sort of things, and creating a bank option and an offshore credit card that we provide access to. And so we teach people these mastermind ideas because I've learned to them, and I went and traveled. I spent the money. I flew to Australia. I flew to Spain. I found the banking president that is in Bahamas that is unbelievable, on an island that you know, even the government cannot get to because of the laws there, impervious to outside forces. It's an exciting opportunity. We teach about gold storage. So these things are out there. So I'm excited about the gold backs coming to Tennessee. That's a real system that's working in many states where they have the marketplace. The businesses agree that they can use these gold backs and buy and sell goods with them. So there are things that are working right now that are small, maybe unheard of, but they're becoming known. And so, yeah, the banking system, is your bank on the list, right? Be careful about that. These small banks out there, even the small ones you think might be safe, the credit unions, if the FedNow system isn't communicating with how to cash the checks, it might cause a big ruckus, you know, and it may say, hey, bank holiday, some of the banks aren't ready yet. I can see something like that happening, right? But the enemy always exposes himself before he does what he's going to do, right? He's right out in the open. They're telling us the banks are going to fail. Are we going to be so stupid that we don't take control of that situation? So I tell people to take out 3 months of cash, like this week, and get 3 months of food, you know, stocked up. Now, we've been preaching that for years, right? Food.
Right.
But now, you know, seriously, get 3 months of cash, 4 months of cash out, at least to have something if they do declare a bank holiday. At least you'll have something there. And then as far as your health, making sure that you have some backup, you know, meds, whatever you need for yourself, you know, aspirins and Tylenols and such. So you always have to remember to stock up on that stuff. So, you know, history repeats itself, like I said. And back in 1955, there's a guy named Jeremiah Lamphere. He was a crazy prayer warrior like me. He was passing out flyers in New York City to pray. And nobody showed up at lunch for the first couple of weeks. The second week, maybe seven guys. Then the banks crashed. People were jumping out of windows, committing suicide. Like, what happened? And then the prayer meetings exploded. And they became not weekly, but daily. Like hundreds of people every day in the city. And that spread down to the East Coast. And that became a revival that spread across the ocean, right? And then that preceded the Charles Whitfield First Awakening. This was the second awakening that happened. And so I see this happening again, that God will use that for his purposes, what the enemy has against us. Isn't that just like him? He's so awesome.
We don't have a whole lot of time from what you're saying right now to start acting. A lot of people are prepared. They understand what's going on. The idea is you have to become independent from electricity. You have to have a water source. I mean, you've got to have all of these things if you're going to survive.
Exactly.
We've said that. It's a constant. JeffRichfield.com is the website. Thank you so much, sir, for joining us. God bless you and the work that you're doing. And, of course, you know, we have all the links that are going to be on the email blast. If you subscribe to them on a regular basis, you can get a hold of Jeff through our links on the email blast here at the Power Hour. Thank you so much for your time and devotion to all of this, and the fact that you care, that says a lot. You're going to be on the Reawaken America tour here. We'll be talking to Clay Clark soon, and we appreciate you getting involved in that too, because I've been there, done that, and it's a powerful tool to wake people up in America, and Lord knows we need to be awake. We are just about out of time here. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah. Well, I work with Leon Benjamin, too, and we're getting men to rise up. So he's a great man of God, too. I bless this ministry, and I ask God to help it get across the airwaves. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Thank you. Can I get an amen from my audience out there? Yep. Thank you so much, Jeff. I appreciate that. We're out of time for today. We'll be back tomorrow. Obviously, we have more exciting guests coming on the show. Friday, we'll be giving away the satellite dish system for one of you lucky listeners to become free of communication interference. In the meantime, God bless you. God bless what's left of the United States of America. See you tomorrow.
Organisms are everywhere affecting your health and well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrex is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrex can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.